In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of God, amen. The Word of God, which will serve as the basis for the sermon this morning, is written in the first chapter of 1 Peter, verses 17 through 19. Dear friends in Christ, if you're willing, imagine being on your deathbed and sitting next to you is a beloved family member or friend. You can still hear and understand. You know you're going to die. And then this dear friend says something to you along the line of, remember that trip too? And then the itinerary of the trip is mentioned and all of the things you saw and did along the way. And then the family member or friend takes you down memory lane and reminisces about the fun things you saw and did together. And then the person says, think about all the family and friends who love and care about you. Hold on to those good memories. So, do you think that all the things we had and all the things we did will comfort us when we're standing at the end of the checkout lane? Will the sacrifices we've made for our world, this world, improve dying and death? Make them easier? Will all the going and getting really, truly mean anything? The Holy Spirit gave the psalmist great insight in words. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. Answer me speedily in the day when I call. For my days pass away like smoke, and my bones burn like a furnace. We've seen billowing smoke coming out of a chimney. It takes on forms, fades, disappears, then forgotten. For my days pass away like smoke. We are to understand that in Christ our lives here are, without question, lives in exile. I'm starting with these words of verse 18 of our text from 1 Peter 1, 17 through 19. 18th verse. Knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold. Futile ways. Futile can mean occupied with trifles or failure to achieve a desired result. This is not addressing the things we must do to live and survive in this world, but trifles, things of little or no real value or importance in the long run, wasted. It moves us to the words the Lord gave John, do not love the world or the things of the world. Do not sacrifice your walk with God, as Peter stated, for perishable things such as silver or gold. How significant it is that Peter writes, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Hey, listen, he's seeking someone. That someone is, it's you, me. Luther's insight on Peter's words is very significant. Here you see what life is really like. It's almost enough to make you wish you were dead, said Luther. We're living here on the devil's turf. Our situation is similar to a traveler who stays at an inn where he finds out that everyone in the place is a robber. We now live on earth where the evil spirit is the prince and he does whatever he wants through them, the robbers. This is a horrible situation if viewed correctly. And then Luther says, so Peter warns us to be alert, sober-minded, watchful, aware of what is really happening. I know what dystopia means, but I decided to look it up on Google. Dystopia, the noun. Listen to what popped up. George Orwell's 1984 is a defining example of dystopian fiction in that it envisions a future where society is in decline. Totalitarianism has created vast inequities and the innate weaknesses of human nature, or we would say the sinful nature. This keeps the characters in a state of conflict and unhappiness. Fiction? What do you think? Futile ways? May the Lord enable each of us to examine our ways that they not become futile. We are to remember without question that we have been ransomed, our text, and if you call on him as Father who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited by your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the blood of Christ, like that of a lamb, without blemish or spot. Ransomed. We have been ransomed. Recall when God instituted the Passover meal prior to Israel's Exodus. Recall these words God spoke to Moses and Aaron, selected verses from Exodus 12. God said, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male a year old. The whole assembly shall kill their lambs at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down the firstborn of the land of Egypt. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you. Listen to the words of Paul concerning what we are to do with the leavening effect of sinning. Clean out the old leaven, he says, for Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. The blood of Jesus ransomed, paid the price to rescue us from eternal hell. His blood covers us. God passes over our sin, forgives and grants eternal life. As scriptures say, the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Jesus is our Passover lamb, the lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. David Garrick was an English actor who was influenced by his good friend, Dr. Samuel Johnson, the highly noted English writer and a very devout Anglican. They both died in the late 1700s. The story goes that one day Garrick showed Dr. Johnson his great mansion, his beautiful garden, his statues and paintings at his residence of Hampton Court. Samuel Johnson is reported to have said, "Ah, David, David, these are the things which make the deathbed terrible." We have been ransomed from our futile ways, from our sacrificing everything to make a heaven on earth, from landing on a terrible deathbed. Our text for this morning begins with, "And if you call on him as Father who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile." Regarding the words "judges impartially according to each one's deeds," we must recall these words of John from Revelation chapter 14, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying, Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds follow them." As has been stated here many times, our deeds, the things we do because of Christ's love for us, do not pay for our sin. Do not go ahead of us and earn God's favor and his love. Do not make up with God for the things we do and that we shouldn't do. Our deeds are the evidence of the faith in Christ, our faith that we profess, who has paid for our sins and earned favor, God's favor and eternal life for us. Regarding the words "conduct yourselves with fear," Article 12 of our Augsburg Confession states, "This faith gradually grows, and throughout life it struggles with sin to conquer sin and death. But love follows faith. Filial fear, such as the fear a child has for his parents or her parents, filial fear can be clearly defined as an anxiety joined with faith, where faith consoles and sustains the anxious heart. Whereas in servile fear, faith does not sustain the anxious heart." Regarding the words "throughout the time of your exile," the definition of exile is the state or a period of forced absence from one's own country or home. Exile. Exiled. Absent from one's own country or home. That's where we are on both counts, friends. Absent from our true and lasting home and country, both counts, home and country, exiled from heaven. Tomorrow is July 4th. Most of us have seen many, many changes in America's thinking and goals over the decades. I would think most of us are deeply concerned. I would think many are fearful of what's to come. It would be good and proper for us to remember the words given to Paul. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. To remember these words given to Peter, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession." To remember these words of Jesus, "My kingdom is not of this world." To remember the words of John, "Do not love the world." Again, it's the agape love that will do anything, give up everything for something. Do not love the world that way, or the things of the world. The world is passing away along with its desire, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. The will of God is that we believe in Jesus Christ. Our post-sermon hymn is, "I'm But a Stranger Here." We've sung the hymn countless times. We would do ourselves a favor to think on these words of that hymn. Earth is a desert drear. Heaven is my home. It is to our advantage to take seriously the words of our text. Conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed. Knowing we do live lives in exile, but just for a while. And that's the real comfort at the end of the checkout lane. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, if we are faithful to our scripture, you truly impress upon us that you have bought us, purchased us to be yours through Christ's blood, that you have assured us of our forgiveness, and you point us to eternal life, to a kingdom. You have granted us many blessings in this world. You have seen most of us through so many difficult and uncertain times, and we are living in a truly difficult and uncertain time. We ask your mercy upon this nation, its leaders, upon all the people here, upon your church. We ask that you be with us and draw your people to your love in Jesus, that they may look at that and sustain them in their walk through this world. Grant us every blessing and grant us the strength always to remember that what we have through your word, what you have left us in the sacraments, these are the means that impress upon us our forgiveness and eternal life and all the promises that you will be with us always through this world. We thank and praise you for this morning. We ask your blessings upon the remainder of this day and the days to come. Guide and strengthen us for those who face even harder moments in the days to come. Grant them the greatest strength and comfort to know you are with them always through Jesus Christ. We thank and praise you, ask your blessings in Christ's name, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.